The 87-word constitutional amendment started in the New Hampshire Senate, where GOP leaders managed to push it along with a minimum of drama.
Senator Gallas.
Yes.
Senator Forster.
Yes.
Senator Bradley.
Yes.
All but two Senate Republicans favored the amendment, and every Democrat except Lou D'Alessandro of Manchester opposed it. The 17-6 margin was pretty much as expected. The House, though, is never so pro forma, particularly on this issue. And unlike the Senate, where conservatives seem game to swallow their reservations about an amendment many believe to affirm the Claremont rulings as it gave the legislature, quote, full power and authority over education policy, in the House, many lawmakers were quick to give full voice to their deepest concerns.
If we're mitigating local disparities, we are redistributing wealth and we're putting socialism into our Constitution.
That's Andrew Manus of Derry, and here's Tony Soltani of Epsom.
This platypus ain't going anywhere. It can't swim and it can't even walk. Do you want Claremont or do you want Claremont on crack? Doesn't make sense. I don't want Claremont. I don't want Claremont on crack.
Add to this the universal opposition of House Democrats, and the amendments passed to 3/5 support became impossible. In the end, much of the argument was over whether the best course was simply to get it on the ballot and let voters sort it out. And over lawmaker Jennifer Coffey told colleagues that's what her constituents want.
The bottom line is what we do now is us saying that we'll give them the right to cast their vote in November.
The House then tried twice to reach the needed 237 votes and fell short both times. After the voting, two of the key architects of this amendment wasted little time in pointing fingers. House Speaker O'Brien noted that the amendment would have passed with the support of roughly 10% of House Democrats and said the failures of one man were to blame.
The disappointment extends to Governor Lynch not being able to fulfill what our understanding was he was going to do in this compromise.
Governor Lynch, for his part, said he did what he could to get this amendment through and suggested its failure is a reflection on failures of the House.
To get something done like this requires an element of trust, and it's clear that that trust does not exist in this House of Representatives, among the representative members themselves.
The governor added that he's been pushing for a constitutional amendment on school funding for several years and said he spoke with Republicans as well as members of his own party to win support for the measure. House Democratic leaders wouldn't directly contradict Lynch on this, but noted that he never talked to them. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.